Our final guest today, Arielle Julia Brown, expresses her activism through the arts. KPFA's Tara Darabji speaks with Arielle Julia Brown about her upcoming play, Love Balm for My Spirit Child.
You're tuned into KPFA. I'm Tara Darabji. Today we're talking about Love Balm for My Spirit Child, Testimonies of Healing, Justice Through Mother's Memory. It's a play that celebrates revolutionary motherhood and commemorative justice. We'll be in conversation with the director and producer, Arielle Julia Brown. Love Balm was specifically inspired by how mothers' memories have served as a vehicle for justice, specifically in the cases of Rwandan Tutsi genocide, Oscar Grant, Amanda Diallo, and Emmett Till. We have with us in studio, Arielle. Welcome to KPFA.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much. This seems like just an amazing project, looking at the memories of mothers that have been through violence and loss and how they use those memories to really make social change and build resistance. Talk to us a little bit about your journey in creating Love Balm.
Great. So the journey for the creation of Love Balm has taken about 2 years. It's been in development for the past 2 years in various forms. It started after I took a trip to Rwanda with a group of artists and cultural workers to be able to explore the impact of the Rwandan Tutsi genocide on how justice looks. To be able to engage in what witnessing looks like for an artist coming in, an artist within their own cultural context. So I was really inspired by some of the mothers that I witnessed there. I was inspired by the process of witnessing testimony of survivors. And I really wanted to be able to, in some ways, artistically replicate that process and be able to bring it back to America and share it with my community here. So that's how it began while I was in Rwanda.
And it's grown, right? Because you also, the play doesn't, it has Rwanda, but it also touches on the experience of mothers in the United States as well.
Absolutely. It's primarily focused on the testimonies of Bay Area mothers who have lost children to violence. So there are six mothers who are featured who tell the stories of their sons. Mm. Bonnie Johnson is the grandmother of Oscar Grant. She tells her story. Brenda Grisham is the mother of Christopher Lavelle Jones. Ayanna Davis is the mother of Katari Gant. And Danica Chapman, the mother of Kenneth Harding Jr. Anita Wills is the mother is the grandmother of Carrie Baxter Jr. And Yasmin Flores, who's my aunt, is the mother of Daniel Booker. So
it hits close to home in terms of the narratives and violence that you've experienced in your own life, family, and community as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And tell me a little bit about the process of how you went about gathering and getting the narratives from these women to use in the play.
Absolutely. It's taken on many forms. The project, as you mentioned, started as a workshop series. So back in December of last year and January of this year, I began working with different artists from around the Bay Area who were interested in engaging in this process of witness, and did that four-part series where they developed and wrote their own pieces around these testimonies. The testimonies themselves from these mothers came at different forms and different times. I began collecting testimony. The first testimony I collected was from Bonnie Johnson, and that was back when I came back from Rwanda.
And tell me a little bit about her story, the loss of her son.
So Bonnie Johnson is the grandmother of Oscar Grant. I decided to come back and witness her testimony because I had, as I said, I had just come back from Rwanda, and I was very convicted about the fact that there needs to be these witnessing processes happening here. I decided to go and just kind of sit at her feet and just listen to what Oscar's life was in her own words. Little bit of backstory. I was in Rwanda while the trial was happening in LA, and I grew up with Oscar. I'm originally from Hayward, and we went to the same church, and his grandmother is my godmother. And so it was really disheartening and confusing for me to try to understand how memory functions on national and local and personal levels, because his image had become this sort of martyr figure that I didn't understand how to identify with. And so it was really rewarding to be able to sit and witness her testimony. And at the time, I didn't know that it would become this piece. I just knew that it was a process that I needed to go through. So her testimony was the first featured. It talks about Oscar and the sports he played and the way he engaged with his grandfather and his life as a child. And that's what we're really trying to capture with these testimonies, is the life of these young men beyond the moment when they were murdered and killed.
Aria Julia Brown, you know, as you're creating Love Bomb, you yourself are a young woman of color coming up in the Bay Area. And can you talk a little bit about how violence, you know, how, why you think it's so important to talk with and capture the memories of mothers and grandmothers when you're looking at how violence is impacting our community and our people here in the Bay Area?
Absolutely. I understand mothers in ways that, in many ways, to be the owners of their children. And I know that that could be problematic. We all own ourselves and all of that. But in many ways, the choice to give birth, flesh of my flesh, as that's mentioned in the play, it's such a giving process that these women have poured their entire life into, and all the love they have into these children. And I just really felt like the only people who have the right on any kind of ownership over these narratives are, and they're not the only people, but some of the primary, most important people are the mothers. And to also stretch how we understand these mothers as more than just weeping mothers, as more than just mothers who sit at home and cry, but as mothers who are out on the front lines, and many of whom, you know, lead protests and have events to be able to raise awareness about violence in the community. And I just wanted to be able to honor that, and to honor the full humanity of their experience in understanding and walking through the loss of their child.
So. And I think we see that across, you know, cultures. You're talking about Rwanda, you see that in Palestine, you see that in Kashmir, you see that here in the Bay, and all these areas where there's a lot of conflict and young people are being targeted and taken away and our sons are being lost, that the mothers are the ones that are stepping forth and not just holding that memory and carrying it forward, but transforming and using it as a power for social change.
Absolutely. They carry such a brilliant torch in this, and they're such great people to work with because they are so proactive. So they keep us meaning me and the actors in the show, on our toes.
Some of the mothers seen their narratives being acted out yet?
Yes. It's been like I said, it's been a year-long process with the testimonies here. We originally did a workshop series in Atlanta. So this is the second one we've done. And the first performance we had was actually a staged reading. So this is a mounted production of the show. But we just had a reading for the mothers to come and be able to see the actors perform their work. And it was really phenomenal. I mean, I think that it really got their energy around the power of what theater can do and the power of being able to share these stories. So they have.
So Ariel Julia Brown, Love Bomb for My Spirit Child, will be playing at the East Side Arts Alliance November 16th through 18th and November 30th at La Peña. Who's going to be performing? Who are some of the folks that you're working with, good folks, bringing these narratives back to life in a different way?
Absolutely. We have some really amazing actors who have been, some of whom are new to the process, some of whom have been through the process since the beginning. We have Anna Luara. She's a really amazing actor who's coming in and actually playing, performing the testimony of one of the original artists who was in the project, and my aunt, Yasmin Flores. We have Ayodele Nzinga, Wordslinger, also known as Wordslinger, and she is performing a testimony of her own and the testimony of Bonnie Johnson. We have Alisa Evans, and she is performing the testimony of Danica Chapman and Ade, who is an original artist in the project. And we have She Cat, and she performs the testimony of Anita Wills and Brenda Grisham. And she's a really phenomenal actor. All of them are really amazing, and they bring so much energy to the project. She Cat has been in the streets fighting for this work. And
it's a slate of powerful women.
Bringing
together the voices of some...
Bringing so many unique experiences and understandings of how theater can work to be able to transform conflict. And that's really refreshing to me, to be able to meet people with such new perspectives on how this work can be devised.
So Ariel Julia Brown, if people want to check out Love Bomb for My Spirit Child, how can they get tickets? What are the show times? All of that.
Absolutely. So we have tickets at Eastside Arts Alliance through Brown Paper Bag Tickets, and they can also be purchased at the door. We also have tickets for La Peña Cultural Center on Eventbrite, and you can go to the La Peña page and be able to link to that. And as well, you can go to the Eastside Arts Alliance page website and link to those too.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us in studio. This is an amazing project, Love Bomb for My Spirit Child, Testimonies of Healings and Justice Through Mothers. Ariel Julia Brown, thanks so much for joining us on KPFA.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Women's Magazine on KPFA 94.1 FM and online at kpfa.org. Be sure to check out our blog at kpfawomensmag.blogspot.com, where you can find an archive of our programs, including today's show, and where you can also share your feedback with us. I'm Sharon Sabota. I've been your host and producer for today's show. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for About Health.